BBC Radio Newcastle, it is the sound of the Northeast. It's 10:21. Really appreciate your company, any calls and texts. Keep those coming on the Blockbuster Banger if you would. And we are doing a confessional of bad behaviour this weekend after I managed to just about food-wise go through every single country on the planet, from fish and chips to Indian food to pizza. We did Prosecco, we did whiskey, we did wine, did all the bad stuff. Anyway, feel free to join in the confessional. 81333, start your messages with BBC. Now on to the good stuff to make us feel better about ourselves. So as you know, we really love hearing about the incredible things that you do in the community. It's one of the best bits about my job, really, and about charitable organisations that make a massive difference as well. Now, I had obviously heard of Heel & Toe Charity. I'd heard of them. They do amazing things in the Northeast, but I'd never actually been along there or got to meet everybody there or find out really what they did or see for myself. And I got a really lovely invite to host their sort of summer ball / awards ceremony. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to bob along, I'm going to find out more, and I'm going to see what actually goes on there. So I chatted to some brilliant people. I chatted to Vicky, clinical administrator, and Amy, the hydrotherapy lead, and Amanda Tweedy, who's a fundraising manager, one of the gaffers there. So it was just really nice to chat and find out what exactly they do at the incredible Heel & Toe.
Heel & Toe, we've got two therapy centres in Chesley Street. We've all been open since 2008 as a charity, so a long time. We help children across the whole of the Northeast who have physical and neurological disabilities, and we offer free and subsidised therapy such as physiotherapy, occupational therapy, hydrotherapy, hypnotherapy, speech and all sorts of therapy, all under kind of one umbrella. And we're not government funded, so we have to raise all the money ourselves.
And that's hard. How hard is it?
It's very hard. You know, during COVID was really, really difficult time for the charity, and it still kind of hasn't picked up as much as we would have liked. It's still really difficult, cost of living crisis, etc. So we rely on donations from local businesses, individuals, community groups, and parents who do a lot of fundraising for the charity as well.
And I know lots of my colleagues, and Brian Moore, he used to do a lot as well, didn't he? There's, you know, people are very, very passionate about this place.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Brian was our charity patron. He did a lot of fundraising events. He hosted a lot of events for us. He come out of the centre plenty of times to see the kids. And obviously being a father himself, he just loved what we do here. So it was very sad to hear if he's passing. Yeah. But yes, people love coming out here. As soon as they come out, they just say, what can we do? Or what more can we do? Because they see where the money goes and how important it is.
Vicky, what do you do here at Heel & Toe?
I'm the clinical administrator and pool technician.
Right, that's a pool technician sounds fancy. Is there a lot of science involved then?
A lot of chemistry involved.
Yes.
Lots of pool testing, making sure chemical levels are safe for clients to get in, that the plant rooms work and as it should to disinfect the water adequately so that nobody gets ill.
Do you enjoy your job? Do you like working here?
It's my baby. I absolutely love it.
I'm going to whiz over here and chat to you, Amy. So tell me what you do here.
So I'm the hydrotherapy lead, physiotherapist. So I am in charge of sort of what goes on over here, getting the children in and just making sure that we can get as many children in as we can so we could really use this pool to its potential.
And tell us what it does, the therapy, and why it's so important, because I've chatted to lots of people before about this. You see a real change in people, don't you? Just talk about the children and how they experience it.
Yeah, so we have lots of different children that access the pool. So we have some children who come for sort of physical difficulties, cerebral palsy they might have, other neurological conditions, but we're getting a lot of more children with ASD who are coming with sensory needs. They can't access a standard pool because it's just too many things going on. Yeah. The changing rooms might be overwhelming. Or they might not have the accessibility that ours has got. Our pool's really nice and warm as well. So it's 34 degrees. So the properties of the water there, the warmth of it, really relax the children. And we get to do some lovely things. We do physiotherapy in the water. And with it being a pool, children don't see it as having to do therapy.
It's fun.
So we get a lot of people saying they love the bath and they're going to love it in here. We get a lot of children achieving the potential in the pools. You just see them different. They're much calmer. They can communicate a lot better. And so we have actually been working with our speech and language therapist in the pool.
Oh my gosh, they're doing sessions in the pool.
Yeah. So there's not many places that I could imagine do speech and language in the pool. But we're getting a lot of the children and they're so much calmer so they can actually then communicate. We've got some children who then can then interact better with their parents if the parents are on that side of the pool. If they're in the pool, they're a lot more regulated.
And when you said ASD, just explain for people listening what that is.
So autistic spectrum disorder.
Yeah.
We have children who you know, they've got a lot of sensory needs. Mm-hmm. They need to have sensory diets. They might attend special needs schools. So a lot of these children can't access sort of normal provisions, which a lot of people don't realise. So even just going into a public pool, because of the noise, they can't access it. This has been really, really good for those children.
It's an all-inclusive, it's an inclusive space, isn't it? Brilliant. Why do you think you're getting more people? Is it because people are getting diagnosed more? Is it because people are happier to talk about it?
People are more aware of it. So people are trying to find the way children with sensory needs and things can access things rather than not doing, rather than avoiding things.
Yeah, because why should you not be able to do the things that other kids do?
Yeah,
it's not that you don't want to do them, you just want to do them in a different way.
It's embracing their needs rather than saying, well, they can't do this or they can't do that. It's embracing what they can do and what little quirks they might have. And things like the hydrotherapy pool, it does just really bring out what their potential is.
Well, I can smell water. Tell us what's happening. Let's go. Should we go and have a look?
Yeah. We're going to go to the hydrotherapy pool.
Excellent.
And see a little boy in session there.
Oh, fabulous. So you've been meeting some amazing people today from a fantastic Northeast charity called Heel and Toe Charity. And they do incredible work across the Northeast. And, you know, it all has to be paid for. It's not government funded. And they really do, they help children with neurological and physical differences and difficulties and challenges. They do fantastic work. And I was lucky enough to be invited along to their Hydropool therapy session. So I actually got to go and join a session, which is a really lovely thing to do. And I met Kit and his dad, Adam, and the therapists, Nikki and Gabby and Gemma.
Hey, it's lovely in here.
So we've got Nikki and Gabby and Gemma in the pool. This is amazing.
Hi.
Oh, Kit looks like he's having a lovely time. And who's this?
This is Kit's dad, Adam.
Hi, Adam. Tell us a little bit about Kit and what heel and toe means to you.
Yeah, Kit has a condition called Fragile X syndrome.
Yeah.
He has very high sensory needs, so he loves coming in and using this pool. You can see now he's in the bubbles, and it just really, you know, levels him out once he's been here. He's so chilled, he's so regulated. It just really chills him out and makes him happy, so
great.
It means a lot to him.
And how often do you come?
We come once a week. He used to go for speech and language as well, and now we're sort of incorporating that into these hydrotherapy sessions because we realised how chilled out he is when he's here.
I find that very interesting as well, because Amy was just saying that they'll do the language sessions in the pool because that just means there's a kind of a calmer feel. And have you noticed that?
That's definitely the case for Kit, yeah. So to get to where he's regulated, he needs more sensory input.
Yeah.
He needs, you know, a lot of stimulation. But once he's there, you know, he can learn and he can concentrate on things. So it's just a great combination to get him in the pool, get him regulated, and then try and do some sessions with him.
And the phrase regulated, because I've heard you say that phrase a lot, just talk to me and our listeners about what that means.
So it's to do with sort of sensory input. There's a whole spectrum of it. Some children or adults need more sensory input to get to the point where they are sort of stable, which is what we call regulated. And some people get overstimulated, so they, you know, some people might wear headphones to keep sound out, because it can be too overstimulating to get to that point of regulation. So Kit needs more input. He's definitely of the more side of the spectrum. More throwing around, more bubbles, more splashing.
Little dot, he looks like he's having a lovely time there though.
He is, he loves it.
And we've got in the pool Nikki, Gabby and Gemma. Who's who? Gabby, Nikki and Gemma. I know you're busy, but can I just ask you about how useful the pool is? Because, you know, just talking about Kit there, saying that he can engage and he's regulated, how does it change your therapy sessions?
I think, well, for children like Kit, it changes it a lot, because with land-based salt, he wasn't really getting a lot out of it, whereas in the pool, he's more regulated.
Yeah.
So what he communicates, his wants and needs a little bit more.
Yeah.
And, like, turning the bubbles off, is because he loves the bubbles, turning them off, he'll tell us that he wants them back on.
Yeah, that's great.
So you get that communication with him. He's also able to focus that a little bit better.
Yeah.
So then he's able to focus a bit more on his communication.
What do you want, Kit?
More.
More. Oh, fab.
He obviously gets a lot of, like, feedback from the water in general. Because when you're in the water, you're getting that feeling of it all around you. But being in the bubbles, he's getting that extra feedback.
Yeah.
And it really does calm them, doesn't it?
More of a whole body approach in the pool rather than just targeting specific areas.
Yeah.
It's an amazing resource that we've got.
It's fantastic. But all costs money, doesn't it? All, yeah, really important. Yeah, really important that people find out more. And just tell me about, as a parent, you want the very best for your children, and you know you hurt for your children. You're joyful when your children are joyful. How important is Heel and Toe to you? I know it's important to Kit, but to you,
It's incredibly important to us. Yeah, because like you say, we want the best for Kit and our children, and just having access to the facilities. You know, there's. Unfortunately, not a lot of council facilities. There's not a lot of support in general with the health service at the moment, you know, in terms of physio and things. You get a lot of advice, but they're unable to offer a lot of these practical sessions. And that's what we get from Heel and Toe. We get, you know, practical hands-on sessions. It's easier to access. There's less hoops to jump through to get to the point.
But you don't need that. When you've got everything else going on in your life, you don't need that, do you?
Exactly. And also, you know, a lot of the advice that you get for children is early intervention, early input for things like the speech and language, which Heel and Toe do. And again, you know, you get advice from the NHS support at the moment, but they're just not able to offer as much one-to-one as they can places like Heel and Toe here.
So there you go. Our little journey to Heel and Toe. I had such a nice time. Amazing to be part of that session as well with Kit. And I thought it was very interesting because I heard one of the therapists, might have been Gemma, saying, oh, the salt when it was land-based wasn't as good. And I was thinking, the salt. And that's obviously speech and language therapy. So that's what I took away from it, how interesting that was, that to be in the pool meant that children and young people could engage more with the therapies. So if you want to find out more about Heel and Toe, they're all over the internet. You can find them. You can find them on social media as well. Heel and Toe Charity. But thank you so much to Amanda and the team and Kit and Adam for letting me come along. It was fantastic.